Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
Where the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 117 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today our reading is from just the Old Testament, Judges chapters 6 and 7. As an overview, these chapters tell us the story of Gideon, one of Israel's judges. God calls Gideon to deliver the Israelites from Midianite oppression. Judges 6 introduces Gideon as he threshes wheat, and he's doing so in secret because he wants to hide from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appears to him with a commission to save Israel. But Gideon has his doubts, and he seeks reassurance through signs, including the fleece test, which you may have heard of. Initially, he's fairly reluctant to do this. Judges chapter 7 describes Gideon's military campaign against the Midianites. God instructs him to reduce his army to just 300 men to ensure that Israel recognizes their victory is from God, not their own strength. And the story culminates in victory over the Midianite army, achieved through a night attack using torches, jars, and trumpets, causing confusion and chaos in the enemy camp, which we're going to read about. Let's go to our reading. Judges chapter 6, verse 1 says, "The children of Israel did that which was evil in the Lord's sight. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years, hand of Midian 7 years. The hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of Midian, the children of Israel made themselves the dens which are in the mountains, the caves, and the strongholds. So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east came up against them. They encamped against him and destroyed the increase of the earth until you come to Gaza. They left no substance in Israel and no sheep, ox, or donkey, for they came up with their livestock and their tents. They came in as locusts for multitude. Both they and their camels were without number, and they came in the land to destroy it. Israel was brought very low because of Midian. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord. When the children of Israel cried to the Lord because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, and he said to them, 'The Lord, the God of Israel, says, I brought you up out of Egypt and brought you out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you and drove them out from before you and gave you their hand. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not listened to my voice. The Lord's angel came and sat under the oak, which was in Ophrah, that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The Lord's angels appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Where are all his wondrous works, which our fathers told us of, saying, 'Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has cast us off and delivered us into the hand of Midian." The Lord looked at him and said, "Go in this, your might, and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Haven't I sent you?" He said to him, "O Lord, how shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." The Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man." He said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talk with me. Please don't go away until I come to you. Then bring out my present and lay it before you." He said, "I will wait until you come back." Gideon went in and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes of an ephah of meal. He put the meat in a basket and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out to him under the oak and presented it. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and unleavened cakes and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth." He did so. Then the Lord's angel stretched out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes, and fire went up out of the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. Then the Lord's angel departed out of his sight. Gideon saw that he was the Lord's angel, and Gideon said, "Alas, Lord God, because I have seen the Lord's angels face to face." The Lord said to him, "Peace be to you. Don't be afraid. You shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it "The Lord is Peace." To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. The same night, the Lord said to him, take your father's bull, even the second bull, 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is by it. Then build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of this stronghold in an orderly way. And take the second bull and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah, which you shall cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had spoken to him. Because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, he could not do it by day, but he did it by night. When the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah was cut down that was by it, and the second bull was offered on the altar that was built. They said to one another, who has done this thing? When they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city said to Joash, bring out your son that he may die, because he has broken down the altar of Baal, and because he was cut down the Asherah that was by it. Joash said to all who stood against him, will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? He who will contend for him, let him be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because someone has broken down his altar. Therefore, on that day, he named him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal contend against him, because he has broken down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east assembled themselves together, and they passed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Lord's spirit came on Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered together to follow him. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they were also gathered together to follow him. He sent messengers to Asher, to Zebulun, and to Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand as you have spoken, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece only, and it is dry on all the ground, then I know that you will save Israel by my hand as you have spoken. It was so, for he rose up early on the next day and pressed the fleece together and wrung the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Gideon said to God, don't let your anger be kindled against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me make a trial just as once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only on the fleece, and on all the ground let there be dew. God did so that night, for it was dry on the fleece, and all there was dew on all the ground. Chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early and encamped beside the spring of Harod. Gideon's camp was on the north side of him, by the hill of Morah in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel brag against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, therefore, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return and depart from Mount Gilead. So 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained. The Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many people. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. It shall be that those whom I tell you, this shall go with you, shall go with you, and whoever I tell you, this shall not go with you, shall not go. So he brought down the people to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps the water with his tongue, like a dog laps, you shall set him by himself. Likewise, everyone who bows down on his knees to drink. The number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. The Lord said to Gideon, I will save you by the 300 men who lapped and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the people go, but each to his own place. So the people took food in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of the men of Israel to their own tents, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. That night, the Lord said to him, arise, go down into the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down, go with Purah, your servant, down to the camp. You will hear what they say, and afterward your hand will be strengthened to go down into the camp. Then went down with Purah, his servant, to the outermost part of the armed men who were in the camp. The Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like locusts for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand which is on the seashore for multitude. When Gideon had come, behold, there was a man telling a dream to his fellow. He said, behold, a dream I dreamt, I dreamt a dream. And behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian, came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat. His fellow answered, there is nothing other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has delivered Midian into his hand with all the army. It was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, that he worshipped. Then he returned into the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for the Lord has delivered the army of Midian into your hand." He divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put into the hands of all them trumpets and empty pitchers with torches within the pitchers. He said to them, "Watch me and do likewise. Behold, when I come to the outermost part of the camp, it shall be that as I do so, you shall do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me will then blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outermost part of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch. Then they blew the trumpets and broke in pieces of pitchers that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets, broke the pitchers, and held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands with which to blow. And they shouted, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." They each stood in his place around the camp, and all the army ran, and they shouted and put them to flight. They blew the 300 trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow and against all the army, and the army fled as far as Beth Shitta towards Zerorah, as far as the border of Abel Meholah by Tabeth. The men of Israel gathered together out of Naphtali, out of Asher, out of all Manasseh, and pursued Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against Midian and take the waters before them as far as Beth Bara over the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together and took the waters as far as Beth Bara, even the Jordan. They took the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at Oreb's rock, and Zeb they killed at Zeb's winepress as they pursued Midian. Then they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan. Well, that's a reading for today, Judges chapter 6 and 7. Let's wrap up with a few thoughts to settle ourselves in God's word. Reflect on Gideon's hesitation and the signs he requests from God. Remember the fleece. How do you relate to Gideon's need for reassurance in your life? And consider the reduction of the size of Gideon's army and maybe even the way that was done, the unconventional strategy for victory. What does this teach you about relying on God's guidance and strength rather than your own resources and your own plans? And an idea to take your study further today, if you'd like to do so, study other biblical instances where God asks individuals or groups to trust him in seemingly impossible situations. Compare and contrast these stories with Gideon's story to understand the broader biblical theme of faith and deliverance. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my